Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, the times that most likely is mentioned in this hadith are referring to 5 hours, and most likely it is like the hours we use per day, which is consisting of 60 minutes, give or take a little bit. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the first hour is equivalent to as if you've sacrificed a camel. The second hour, a cow. The third hour, a ram, and not a goat, which means that a ram is, and a horned one, the one with horns, is more valuable than any other sheep or of goats. And fourthly, or the fourth hour, is a chicken. And the fifth hour is just an egg. And after that, when the Imam enters the masjid and says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the angels, as in one of the narrations, fold their books so that anyone who comes afterwards is not registered to have sacrificed anything. And they themselves sit and listen to the sermon of the Imam. From this hadith, we understand, though it is permissible in Hajj to offer sacrifice of a camel or a cow, and this suffices for 7 houses. Yet, a camel is more precious and more valuable to Allah Azza wa Jal than a cow, because it has more meat. And that is why the first hour is a camel and the second hour is a cow. If they were equal, it would have been the same. And from this hadith, we learn that it is extremely important to try to go to the masjid as early as possible. A lot of the Muslims enter the masjid just before the Imam or after the Imam has started the khutbah. Very few are there in the beginning of the time. For example, Jum'ah is 12:30, 20 minutes to 1. It's rare if you go to the masjid at 11 o'clock that you'll find hardly anyone. If you go at 12 o'clock, maybe you'll find one or two, which means that they have not sacrificed, maybe except a chicken. Fried, Allahu A'lam. But it's a chicken that they have sacrificed. And this is not very good. The companions used to go extremely early. Not only that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a very beautiful hadith and authentic hadith, whoever washes his head then washes his body for ghusl and leaves early and reaches the masjid early and walks and does not drive. It's not drive, he does not ride, but nowadays nobody rides, no, everybody drives. And he draws closer to the Imam and he listens and does not make any laghu, does not speak or do anything that is useless. What is the reward? The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is hadith authenticated by Sheikh al-Albani. And it's an authentic hadith, there's no doubt in it. The Prophet said, whoever does this, give me the reward. Then Allah would give him, would reward him with every step to the masjid, the reward of fasting and night prayer of a whole year. La ilaha illallah. If I live 100 steps away from the masjid and I do this, Allah gives me the reward of 100 years that I have fasted and prayed night prayer. Yes. Sheikh, I live 1,000 meters, 1 kilometer away from the masjid. Then this is 1,500 years. Every Jum'ah, every Jum'ah. Jazakallah khair, but I'd rather ride my car and go. I don't want to walk. Subhanallah. People are so ignorant. They don't want the reward. And this hadith is extremely important for us to encourage us on Jum'ah. You have to offer ghusl similar to the ghusl of Janaba. You have to go out early. You have to try to walk. And if it's too far away, drive, but park your car away so that you can walk as many steps as possible. And to the extent, some of the Salaf, when they used to go to Jum'ah, they used to shorten their steps. They, instead of opening their strides, they would make it 2 in 1 so that it would add more record and reward to them. So this hadith is an encouragement for us to try our best to go as soon as possible. Any questions? Yes, brother.
The niyyah, the intention is very important. So in the ghusl, if I take ghusl for sexual purification, sexual impurity, and I completely forget that I had to go to Juma, and then I remember that I did not. So any, what is the ruling on that?
Some scholars say that you have to repeat it, but the most authentic opinion is that one is sufficient. So if you perform ghusl of janaba, and whether you intend or not that this is also for Friday, it suffices you, insha'Allah. Yes, brother.
Can we say when we sneeze, can we say Alhamdulillah? When we sneeze during the khutbah, can we say Alhamdulillah? And secondly, can we say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when we hear the mention of Rasulullah? And thirdly, can we say Ameen when the Imam makes dua?
Most likely that these things are not supposed to be verbal. You should not raise your voice. So even if you sneeze, you say Alhamdulillah by only moving your lips and not speaking aloud. And likewise, when the Imam is supplicating, you say Ameen, not raising your voice by saying Ameen. And also when he mentions the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you do not offer salutation in a loud voice and keep it to the minimum.
Sheikh, as you said, the hadith that the person, he gets the reward, an immense reward. So you only mentioned that he arrived at the masjid early, and means how early? And if a person he does fortune telling and he believes in it, he is out of the fold of Islam. So if he recites the kalma once again, he will come in the fold of Islam. And will his bad deeds, because now he will be considered to be a revert, so will his bad deeds be erased like reverts bad deeds are erased?
First question is that how early one should arrive to the masjid. And the answer was given to us in the Prophet ﷺ when he said that if you come in the first hour, you get so-and-so. So most likely when he said that, وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ, mean that he goes early and he goes really early. So most likely this refers to the first hours of the day. As for those who commit an act of apostasy and revert back to Islam, if they have done what they have done and then repented sincerely from their act of apostasy and from the sins that they've committed, Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive all of that. However, some, and I've heard this from some of the brothers and sisters, they say we have so many mistakes and sins, and that is why we deliberately nullify our Islam and we commit an act of shirk, so that when we come back, everything is starting or beginning from scratch. This is not acceptable. Their determination to nullify their Islam is an indication of hypocrisy. And even if they revert to Islam, their sins remain as they are. And it's a very dangerous thing even to think of doing such an act, because it means that a person does not have or not carry any type of glorification to Allah Azza wa Jal if he thinks that it's a child's game, that I erase it and then start all over again, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
In many masjids in India, we see that there is a speech related to the ayats and hadith to be recited by Imam in the khutbah. But khutbah is in Arabic only. Is it recommended?
It's two khutbahs?
Two khutbahs in Arabic only. But before the two khutbahs, there is a speech related to the ayats which he will be reciting.
I understand. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade making circles before the Jum'ah. What is the meaning making circles? Circles of knowledge. So it is not permissible before Jum'ah to have a dars, to have a lecture, in the masjid, because this would go against the essence of Friday, which is identified by the sermon. And therefore, in a lot of the masjids, especially in non-Arab countries, they come and the imam gives a sermon and people listen to it as if it's the sermon of Jum'ah. Afterwards, he sits on the pulpit, says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. They offer the adhan. He gives two khutbahs in Arabic, any fast food khutbah. And then they offer the prayer. And when you ask them, they give much attention to the first one, which was in their language, rather than the two which was in Arabic. This is wrong. The imam should not do this. The imam should devote both sermons, both khutbahs, instead of doing them in Arabic, he should do them in the native language of the country he's living in. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.